Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiomi, a deeper look as we do every single day. Lili Nishma, Sabi Moria, Rav Hillel ben Meir, Yechiel Mechel, Zichron Lebrach, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichron Lebrach. We are in Sefer Shmuel Bet, and we are up to Perek Chaf Aleph. And of course, in the course of this Perek, we find David HaMelech taking certain stands to placate the Givonim for the attack that Shaul provided to them. When did Shaul kill out Givonim? In our Perek, we understand that this is the reason why there was a famine, but how could the Nabi talk about an Avera that we have no record of? The fact that we don't have any record seems to suggest that the Givonim had some sort of process here that wasn't seem to be identified. Now, and we know that Givonim came from the time of Yehoshua, and Yehoshua had made a deal with them. And he said that they were going to be water carriers. And so the suggestion exists that the Givonim over here were working as water carriers for the people of Nov. Based on this, when Nov was destroyed, the Givonim were left without a livelihood. And so the Gemara in Bava Kamma and Daf Kuf Yud Tes Amud Aleph suggests that the Givonim treated it as if Shaul had actually killed them, because taking a pruta from a person unfairly is compared to taking his life. And that's the suggestion over here, that the taking of their life was the taking of their livelihood, and that was a serious issue. But the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin, which gets quoted by Rashi and Radak, suggests that Shaul HaMelech did actually kill seven Givonim, two woodchoppers, two water carriers, a sofer, a Misharis, an attendant, and a Chazan. And so, after David went to Nov, Shaul suspected the Kohanim of plotting against him, and he saw the Givonim's connection to the Kohanim as an indication that they were part of the plot. And so therefore, he said they should be killed or banished, and the descendants followed forward, as did the rest of Am Yisrael, kicking the Givonim out without any chemla, without any mercy. Others suggest that Shaul turned against the Givonim for other ways. One is suggested by the Radak and the Rabag, that they caused Yehoshua to swear protection, Yehoshua being from the descendants of Rachel Imenu. Shaul felt a certain responsibility to sort of answer back, and he always suspected the Givonim because they were deceitful. And by the way, they said that they weren't going to serve in the army, because Yehoshua said that they were just supposed to be water carriers and wood choppers. They weren't supposed to be soldiers. That's the suggestion the Me'am Lois. And Shaul also knew that since his Malchus wouldn't last, he vented his rage on the Givonim, and it says the Medrash, that's why he had intentions. So even though he may have had pure intentions, and he wanted to get rid of the Kotzim from Hashem's vineyard, right? He was punished. Because when Yehoshua arranges for the Givonim to do work next to the Mizbeach to make sure that the Shvua would be carried out, Yehoshua went to great lengths, even though he was deceived. And so the Tosas Yontif over here points out that punishing the Givonim was a cause of a Chilul Hashem, because people who didn't know about the trickery would think that Bnei Yisrael were just reneging on their promise. And sure enough, generations later, the Givonim were an established people living in Eretz Yisrael, and this was seen as a big Chilul Hashem by Shaul HaMelech, even though not recorded. This was a big issue. So again, the Babli says that he didn't actually kill anybody. What he did was he took away their livelihood. But the Yerushalmi is very, very clear that he did kill seven, and so as a result, they wanted seven lives of his descendants in return. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.